This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, no goodest, rottenest bastard you'll ever want to hear on the radio. I guess some of you know last week I was in the hospital for a couple days, got my head cut on. They took something out of my brain. I don't know what it was, but they let me out in 2 days, which meant to them, and I hope to me, that everything's okay. Some people make it out, some people don't. So you just have to fight through the fight. You know, I watch television occasionally. I read the paper, and I'm a fairly educated man. I have 2 master's degrees. I think I'm just as educated as a lot of people in Washington, and I think a lot of you good people are just as educated. But we sit back and we think, well, people in Washington, people in Los Angeles, people in New York, these big shots, they're smarter than we are. They're better than we are, and they're no better than we are. They're no smarter than we are. Usually they're more stupid than we are, but we sit back and just let it go. We let everybody talk their crap. We watch the national news and we think, these people know what the hell they're talking about. They know no more than we know, and probably a lot less than we know, but we always sit back and we let them take the front seat. We let them be the bosses. And I get to the point, and I've been on the radio long enough years now, that I do not give a damn. I don't give a damn if you listen to me or you don't listen to me, but I've got my opinion as well as you good people. Now, I may totally disagree with everybody, but I will say that you have a right to your opinion. A lot of politicians would say, that's not right. And I think to myself, well, I may not think it's right, but that doesn't mean that the people that are thinking different than me may not think that it's right, but it just pisses me off day in and day out, week in and week out, year in and year out, and we let this crap continue. I mean, continue to go. I want to talk a little bit about the NCAA, the National Collegiate Association. They're saying that 66% favor endorsement money for the NCAA athletes. Now, this is their people. This is not the rank and file of people all throughout this great United States. But it's saying that 66% favor endorsement money. These are the political people from these universities. They're saying, oh yeah, everybody, all these college students, all these athletes should have money, should be given money at the college level. It'll be at some point in time, or they'll be one of giving money at the high school level. And I've said that before, and I've said it again, and I'll say it again. That's bull crap when they let a little small majority push the vast majority to do something that doesn't need to be done. And we've talked about it, and people have talked about it, and I'm sure you've talked about it watching football on Saturday and Sunday all throughout the years. But they're saying 66% favor endorsement. Now, that's 66% of their college students, their college people. And as you guys all notice, even with all the crime, most of these colleges anymore are so damn liberal, they do not give a damn. They don't give a damn what's going on. As long as everybody gets some money, as long as everybody is controlled, as long as everybody is taken care of, that's all they give a damn about. You won't hear it anywhere else but here. There's a small article in the paper, but it's a major deal, and you're going to see it's coming in the very near future that they're going to get money. They're going to start pushing it this year, probably into next year, and you'll see all these athletes not just get money for their scholarships, but they'll get money for their play on the field. And then there'll be more money and more money and more money, and we'll all sit back and say, well, why the hell is that happening? And I know a lot of people will say, well, they deserve. No, they don't. There's not at the college level. I don't believe they deserve it. And that's my opinion, of course. And I know everybody has their opinion. But they want to push that 66% favor endorsement money. And again, if that was a total 60% of the people of this great country, that'd be a little bit different. But it's not. It's not. It's a small, small group. And they're pushing a big, big, big situation. And most of us are going to sit back and say, well, we don't know that much about it, so we don't give a damn. Let them go ahead and do what the hell they want to do. But this will eventually come back on all of us, because where does that money come from? That money comes from grants. That money comes from donations. People don't think about that now, but down the road they'll think about it. And then it'll probably be a little bit too late when people say, well, I think we're giving away too much money. At that point in time, and you guys know it better or just as good as I do, once you give somebody something, you think you're ever going to get it back? You're not going to get it back. Are you nuts? You go out and get a piece of ass from a prostitute, you're never getting it back. Are you crazy? You can talk about it. You can talk all the crap you want to talk, but you're not getting it back. You can say, oh, I wish I had my money back. I wish I hadn't had sex with that gal. This gal don't give a damn at that time. They've got your money and they've moved on to the next person. And I say to that, you will see that will be the next. And I talked about it a few years back and everybody, oh, no, it's never, never, never going to happen. And I says, the hell it won't. There'll be legalized drugs in a few years. And I was right. I've been right probably 90% of the times on the things I've said. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but you just have to work with it. But look at the situation with the drugs now in the state of Illinois. What was it, $10, $12 million the first week? And I'm telling you what's happening and what's going to happen. A lot of these people go out and buy legalized marijuana, so then they can go and buy their illegalized marijuana, put it all together, and nobody's going to know who's buying what from who. And that'll be okay, because the next couple of years, it won't make any difference. I do believe that there will be legalized prostitution, so there'll be legalized prostitution, legalized gambling, legalized alcohol, and legalized drugs. It's all coming, and you people know it. You people see it. You know, the new generations, I'm an old guy. A lot of older people listen. Younger people usually don't listen because they don't give a damn about radio. They don't give a damn about television. They just give a damn about being taken care of. But you're going to see 30, 40 years down the road that these no-count, ass-wipe, no-good-for-nothing son of a bitches aren't going to give a damn about being controlled or not. As long as they've got what little they want, I think they're going to be happy campers. And it's a shame. It's a shame that it has to work out that way. But that's the way it is. And I believe that's the way it's going to be. And I think you good people, I don't care your age, you're going to understand what's going on. And again, I think the younger generation, the 21 to 30, 35, I don't think they give a damn. They can see it coming, and they're just going to let it go. So we'll have to. The first of the year's come up now, so we'll have to wait and play some of it by ear to see where we're going. You guys see out in New York, it's unbelievable, all the crime going on in New York. But now, the situation have brought in more indictments against producer Harvey Weinstein, charging him with sex crimes, even more sex crimes. Similar to the charges that began in New York City, these are in Los Angeles, California. So they're taking it from one side to the other. And it's amazing. It's amazing how people are just going to let it go. Well, he raped and allegedly, let's put allegedly raped in New York. Now we're going to allegedly raped in Los Angeles. Now, the man could have raped all over. I don't know. I don't know the man personally. Don't really give a damn about him. But at the end of the day, everybody has to be held responsible for their actions. And I think what's happening, and you can see it coming, we can all see it coming, that people are starting to say, I don't give a damn if he was a big shot. I don't give a damn if he was some kind of celebrity. I don't give a damn if he was worth $10, $20 billion. He did wrong, and I'm going to have him charged. And I think that's actually a good thing. I don't think it's going to create as big a problem as some of the defendants are hoping it wouldn't. But I think there's going to be more crime coming out in the next 5-10 years. I think more people are going to come forward in New York. I think more people are going to come forward in Los Angeles and all throughout, maybe Vegas, all throughout the entertainment community. And they're going to start making accusations against people. Now, some of them may be real. Some of them may not. But it doesn't hurt if somebody actually feels that they've got something on someone, on some kind of crime, that they go ahead and ask that there not be charges. That's why we have a jury system. That's why we have a court system. Let the judge and the jury decide. Let's don't just sit back and bitch and moan and groan and say, this happened, but I don't want to do anything about it. You know, that's a shame. When stuff like that does happen, it hurts everybody. And everybody will sit back and say, well, it's really not affecting me. Well, at this point, maybe it's not affecting you. But down the road, I'm telling you, down the road, it will affect you. It will affect all of us in one way or the other. One way or the other, it will affect all of us. I see in St. Louis, being an ex-police officer, again, we've discussed it before, that Chief Hayden's, his triangle, remember a year and a half back, when he was named the chief, he had a new approach to tampering down violent crime. But you know what happened with that? The numbers never added up. There's been more crime since Chief Hayden. And I kind of think, I've never met him, I've talked to people that know him, and they think he's a decent man. But there's a lot of decent men out there who do things that aren't so decent. And I think Chief Hayden is one of those men. I think they should have kept him wherever he was at in that police department. And you've heard them say before, they've had, 10 or 12 shootings and 5 or 6 killings in a week, in the first week of January 2020. Nobody wants to talk about it. They'll put it in the paper, then they'll just hash right over it, and they'll go to something else. Because it's easier to do it that way. Nobody wants to sit there and talk about all the crime, all the killings, all the rapes, all the robberies, everything going on. Again, not just in North St. Louis anymore, but in the Central West End, in the Central City, in South St. Louis, in South St. Louis County. It's coming all over, but nobody wants to address it. They want to sit back and say, well, maybe it'll get better. It can't get any worse. But you know what happens? It continues to get worse. And then you'll hear people talking all the time about the chief and what a job he's done. And he's trying to do right, they say. And they'll all say that. And again, I think maybe he is trying to do right. Don't know him personally. But there's so much crime going on in the streets. And they call it Chief Hayden's rectangles. They can call it Chief Hayden's triangles, rectangles, quadruple angles, but it's happening. Nobody wants to address it. Everybody wants to say, oh, there's a problem, but they don't want to address it. And you good people in the St. Louis area, the St. Louis market, the St. Louis area that listens to my show and other radio shows, you guys got to know that we're 100% right. There is a major problem. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference whose fault it is. It has to be stopped. But people don't want to stop it. They want to talk about it. They want to sit in the bars. They want to sit in the taverns. They want to sit in the restaurants, and they want to talk about it, how bad it is. But that's all they want to do. No, you got to sit back like I do and start talking about it. Now, I've pissed off thousands and thousands and thousands of people by being on the radio. But see, I probably am the only one that really doesn't give a damn about pissing somebody off. Everybody can talk their crap. Everybody can talk their crap and say, well, I don't want to make anybody mad. Let's try to work around it. No, sometimes you just can't work around it. Sometimes you have to work through it. And that's what I do, and that's what I continue to do. I continue to work through it. Now, I know I get out on the street, and some people will get pissed off, and some people will come up to me pissed off and say that they disagree with me. And I tell them they have every right. They have every right to disagree with me, but I have every right to give my opinion. See, but a lot of people don't like that. They don't want you to give your opinion. They want you to take their opinion and run with it. And I say to whoever, I don't give a damn if it's my relative, don't give a damn if it's my friend, don't give a damn if it's my boss or somebody that works for me. We all have the right. We all have the right to have our opinion. But you know what happens in this great United States of America, and it's been going on for some years? They want to scare you. They want to scare me. And that's what pisses them off most about me. They're not going to scare me. I'm going to say what I want. I'm going to do what I want whenever I want. And if I have to take heat for it, I'll take heat. And I hope you good people feel the same way. Let's go and take some callers for a change. Go ahead, Kurt. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, when you talk about the chief and stuff, I'm not here to defend him or the other way. I'm just saying, you know, he's just a figurehead. No matter what, I think he's just going to be the fall guy. I mean, I don't know. What can you do to try to stop all this, you know?
Well, Kurt, I ask you, where do you live at, Kurt? What area?
South City.
Let me ask you. What the hell would you do? What do you think would be the first thing if you were the chief of police in the once great city of St. Louis? What would be the first thing you do to try to turn this around?
You know, and this sounds, you know, hire more cops. But I mean, is that even possible? You know, with the budget.
Well, you know what, Kurt? We've got, I think there's 700 short employees in the once great city of St. Louis, and I think there's 150 policemen short. And I don't know if they've got the money or they're going to put the money together, but my take on that, Kurt, and I've taught at the college. I've got two master's degrees, criminal justice and law enforcement administration, and I honestly think that you're not going to get qualified people to come into the St. Louis area, whether they have to live there or not. What is your take on that?
Yeah, I agree on that. Now, you know, people want to say, well, you know, they're not getting paid as much. Well, you know, do you think that O'Fallon cop is getting, you know, he's not getting paid as much as the St. Louis City cop? Do you think that, do you think if they paid cops equally, there'd be more? Is it all about pay, or is it, you know, the general area? Do they want to deal with the murder? They want just a easy gig, or what do you think?
You know, Kurt, in my opinion, and I've taught at the colleges before, and I've been in law enforcement most of my life, I honestly don't think it's primarily a monetary thing. I think people have grown up around the St. Louis area. They see how bad St. Louis is. They see how bad the crime is. And I think that they're at the point where, hey, no matter what the pay is in St. Louis, even if we don't have to live in the St. Louis area or St. Louis region, we're not going to work there because it's just too dangerous. There's too much crime. And when they talk about crime, Kurt, and I say this to everybody, they talk about crime not just in the streets. They're talking about crime in the political setting, and I think that scares people off as much as anything. What about you?
Absolutely. When it comes to when it comes to the politics, you know, that goes without saying, Bob. You know, maybe people don't think they can, you know, make a difference because, you know, whether or not, you know, they get on the police department or not, are they going to be able to make a difference? You know, and they probably think, well, in that area, there's nothing can be done. It's already, you know,
right
down the tube.
You know what, Kurt? I read a lot, not a whole lot, but enough. I see where, and I'm not a big sports fan. I see where Baltimore probably will win the, will be the national champs. I think they'll probably be the Super Bowl champs. Baltimore is probably, and I say probably, and I mean this, it is one of the worst, most violent, disrupt cities in this great United States of America. They can't get policemen to come to Baltimore. They can't get policemen to come to Chicago. They can't get policemen to come to New York. And I think that in itself, Kurt, means that there's a major problem that we're not going to be able to solve the way we're trying to solve it now. You still there, Kurt? I guess Kurt's gone. Maybe I scared Kurt off. But, yeah, no, I think there's a problem all throughout this country. As you see, we've got the football coming up, and there'll be the Super Bowl. And they tell me that Baltimore has the upper hand in the Super Bowl. They told me about Baltimore being such a bad area, and it is. It's one of the worst areas in this great country. But people don't push that. They push, hey, we're going to be the Super Bowl champs. That's what they push. And that's kind of asinine to do that because people don't want to take the facts. They never want to take the facts into account. They always want to push the little bull crap that they push day in and day out. Hey, if it's going to be a great Super Bowl, it's going to be this and that, and we think that Baltimore's probably going to win, and we like this town here and that town there. They never, ever, ever want to address the major issues. And if you people think about it, and if you read about it, you'll understand what I'm saying. And it just pisses me off when people say, "Hey, Bob Romanek doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just flipping around, going crazy. Nobody gives a damn what he says." And I say to that, that's okay. I don't give a damn. I do not give a damn what anybody thinks of me. But they ought to think about what I say. They ought to research what I say. Then they ought to research what they think and what they say and what other people think and say. And at some point in time say, this is the best route to go. But it's amazing. Before we go to break, it's amazing that people are going to give you their opinion. Half the time, they don't know why they have that opinion. And you notice that. You'll be in bars and restaurants. Yeah, this happened, that happened. They really don't know what's going on. They're just generating some thought, and they're running with it. They're not actually getting out and researching it, going through books, going through magazines to find out exactly what's going on. But see, at the end of the day, I don't think they care. And if they don't care, other people aren't going to care. And when nobody cares, that's when we have a major problem. Callers, hold on. We're going to get to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side, and as always, Bob Romanek is not going to take it anymore. We'll get to our callers here momentarily. I just want to, one word, and I talked to some people last night about Lida Crewson. She's the mayor of St. Louis, maybe a decent lady. Don't know her personally, don't know much about her, just what I read, what I research. But I think a lot of times, maybe she has just a little bit too much to drink. I've had people tell me about her staggering around, not getting her words out right, not doing a lot of things that a proper mayor should do. And if that is a fact, that doesn't make her good, that makes her bad. Doesn't make her a bad person per se, but just makes her bad sitting there as the mayor of St. Louis. I honestly think, being a proud white man, and I don't give a damn what color of skin a leader is, black, white, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, I don't give a damn. But I honestly think in this day and age that the next mayor of St. Louis will be black. And that'll be in about a year and a half, I would assume. And when that happens, I think you're going to see nothing but more turmoil and more turmoil. I think from 600,000-800,000 people to 300,000 people. They tell me there's 700 jobs available, 150 police jobs. I don't know if they don't have the money, or they just don't want to hire them, or they can't afford them. I don't understand. But people will always take the heat. People will always take the heat when the time comes, and it won't ever be their thought. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, I agree with you. You're not going to, why would anybody in right mind want to come work for the St. Louis Police Department when you're under orders? Don't stop no blacks. Let them ride around with no plates, no stickers. But make sure you stop Whitey, the little old lady in St. Louis Hills, because we know she'll pay money. And, you know, like Cruz, and she ain't going to criticize the police chief or Kim Gardner. She dances around the issue or the Jimmy Edwards because they're black. She's scared to death of them blacks because they're going, like you said, they're going to run everything, run it into the ground. And now, one last thing on this Iran issue. No, Trump, I was all for him, pull our troops home, good economy. Now he's going to get us in a war. You know, I'm sick and tired of going to comfort a family who lost a son, watch these commercials giving money for wounded veterans with mental head injuries. You know, let Israel, like I was trying to tell the morning host, but he calls you anti-Semitic if you disagree with him. Just like, you know, they call the blacks, use the same analogy in the blacks, like they say you're racist if you don't agree with them. Uh-huh. You know, let Israel, who we give billions and have 100 nuclear bombs, and let Saudi Arabia fight Iran. Saudi Arabia, they were behind 9/11. 19 of the hijackers were sought. Let them go to war. I'm tired of dying for other countries. You know, if they're allies, jump in and help us. But no, they're going to let us do the dirty work. And your morning host, Kevin Slayton, says you're anti-Semitic and an idiot if you disagree with Israel. It's the same analogy to blacks. You disagree with them, you're racist. So, you know, that's my take on it, Bob. I just tell it like it is. And let the chips fall where they may.
You know what, Jim? Thank you very much. And you've got every right to your opinion. Kevin Slayton's a good friend of mine. I respect what Kevin Slayton says. I don't always agree with what Kevin Slayton says, but I do respect what he says. I think he's an honorable man. But you're right. Everybody should have their own opinion. And you can't have Kevin Slayton, you can't have anybody come out and say, no, this is actually the way it is, because nobody really knows actually the way it is. Everybody fights for what they believe in. They fight for their beliefs. But nobody can really just sit there and say, this is the way it is, because at this point in time, nobody knows. Nobody knows what really's going on. And, you know, you'll read in the paper, they've got the data-driven crime fighting. It says targeted policies must be guided by accurate information, not defensiveness. And this has come out of the St. Louis Post-Disgrace. And my used-to-be, well, never a friend, Todd Robertson, he's the editorial page editor, and talking about targeted policies must be guided by accurate information, not defensiveness. And I have to agree, even though I don't like the no-good son of a bitch, I have to agree with him on that. I think we have to have the accurate information, and I don't think Chief Hayden has given us accurate information, and I don't know where he's getting it or where he's not getting it, but he's throwing crap out there, and I don't know if people are believing it just because it's in the St. Louis Post-Disgrace. And this Post-Disgrace is one hell of a bad newspaper. All these newspapers are turning bad. And you good people, whether you like me, don't like me, agree with me, don't agree with me, y'all have to understand that these newspapers are all going by the wayside. Everything's going to be digital. Everything's going to be on their computers. Everything's going to be on their telephones. These newspapers, again, it won't be another 4, 5, 6 years that these newspapers will be just out the door. And people, I think people understand that. They don't want to agree with it, but I know that they understand that it's getting out of hand. And then they say that Mayor Lyda Crewson accused the St. Louis Post-Disgrace on Monday, being a Monday morning quarterback yesterday on the issues, and the city's fight against crime violence, we're already over. No, it's not over. It's an ongoing thing. We all have to fight. I don't give a damn if there's one homicide in a year's time or 500 homicides in a year's time. We have to fight through it. We have to do the best we can do. We have to all try to come together. Now, we can agree to disagree once on certain issues, but there's other issues that we're going to have to all come together on. Now, they talk about the ballpark village. They're building this high skyscraper and the apartments up high that you'll be able to see down and watch the game, and you won't be able to see anything. You have to have you'll have to have some binoculars to find out what's going on. But they're going for $8,000 a month. $8,000 a month, people. That's a lot of money. That's close to $100,000 a year. To be able to go to the ballpark to watch all the drunks come out, and then you go up to your room at the ballpark village. Now, there's going to be some people that like that and going to think, man, that's the best thing going. And for those people, if that's what they want, fine. But let's don't make a bad situation out of an already bad situation. Let's try to make a good situation or a better situation out of a bad situation. Nothing's going to be perfect in this great country of ours. We've never been perfect, not going to be perfect. But we can work around things, we can do things, and I just hope people that listen to me start understanding and take it from there. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the dark side.
Well, how you doing, Bob?
Fine.
How's your health? You said you had a little problem, and
I had a major problem, but it appears to have worked itself out. So I'm not a religious person, but I'm happy as hell that I think everything's worked out. What's going on in your world?
Oh, I'm just kind of a. Do you know if the former mayor, I guess, of Fairview Heights, is he still living or around? Do you know?
Who you
Dale,
who?
Mitchell?
Yeah, Gail Mitchell, sure he is. He's a gentleman, a really nice guy. I think he got old enough that he thought it was time to give somebody else the opportunity. But, yeah, he's still around Fairview Heights, and I think he's doing a great job.
Well, I just want to say this. It seems like since they took that memorial down in Forest Park in the city of St. Louis, that Confederate memorial, that this city has gone to hell. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, well, I think, Paul, and thanks for the call. I think I've noticed it going to hell way before then. It's amazing that we can sit in the tavern, sit in the bar, sit in the restaurants, and talk our crap. And I used to talk crap, too, but anymore, I research and I get the facts before I start talking. But no, you're right, Paul. A lot of people will just take it for granted. They'll take it the way they think it is. Maybe they won't care if anybody else thinks the same way, but they'll take it the way they think it is, and they'll run with it. And I think that's what's creating the major problem in the St. Louis area. Now, you know, we deal on the Illinois side. We deal on the Illinois side, not as heavy and as much as we do on the Missouri side, but together, Paul and everybody else, I think we've come to the conclusion that it's not going to be any better, and we're just going to have to fight for what we believe in. And I think at the end of the day, I think that hurts. That definitely doesn't help the economy. That definitely doesn't help the areas on both sides of the river. I think it's time that everybody comes together. You know, they talked about the gentleman running for president, the ex-mayor of New York City, Mike Bloomberg. The $50 billion man who registered as a Democrat a little more than a year ago, he's going to ignore the first four or five states on the primary calendar. Now, he can do that with $50 billion. You can do about whatever the hell you want with $50 billion. You can do whatever you want with $20. But it's just amazing how they're trying to push this stuff together, and I think it's gotten so bad. And I was a Democrat at one time. I was really never a Republican. Now I'm an agnostic. I honestly believe that people need to come together and start sacrificing a little bit politically, start sacrificing a little bit of their time and maybe a little bit of their money so everybody can come to some conclusion that may work for everybody. Everybody doesn't have to like everybody, but I see in the St., especially the St. Louis market, and I've got listeners all throughout the country. They listen in every state, but listeners all throughout the country, and I think they somewhat feel the same way, that people are going to have to make some divisions. They're going to have to sacrifice a little bit to get a lot, or sacrifice a little bit to get a little bit more, but at some point in time, they do that. Other point in time, they don't. But that's what we have to work with. And with this election coming up, it's going to get that bad. Now, I hear all the news media on national news talk about Iraq and Iran and how they're going to come and get us now. They've been talking about that crap for 3 or 4 or 5 days. We're going to have to address that situation. Then we're going to have to address local situations. That's the problem, people. Nobody wants to address local situations, and every fight starts locally and moves on from there. And I think you good people know that. It's just, it's hard to acknowledge it. It's hard to say it. But at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. All politics end up starting out locally and move on from there. Now, some political people will tell you different. But at that point in time, I think they're lying to you. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. When I feel like talking, we'll talk. Toll free, 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And we'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest. And if you don't believe me, just listen to me. I'll tell you, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting. America's bi-state voice of freedom. To be the Patriots. Welcome back to the last few minutes of our last segment, as we always have them. I'd like to say before we go, the St. Louis County Council, they're quietly jockeying for leadership roles with the election coming up. And this Republican, Ernie Trakas, what a piece of crap they tell me he is. I've talked with enough people all throughout the St. Louis region. And he's trying to jockey for the presiding officer, the chairman role as a presiding officer. And he is a Republican. And I think the vote now was 4-3 Democrats. So apparently somebody will put their heads together and do something about this guy. Now, I don't know much about all the other candidates. Of course, we'll have to find out, because the election's coming up. We have to find out what's going on, but it's always good to know a little bit about all the candidates, because you never know which ones may be the best. You may find out information that you didn't want to find out, and it may be good or may be bad, but what y'all have to do, as we always do, and I hope that you good people always do, is just kind of work around it. It's about time to go, as always. They say that on a national level, President Trump faces a pair of challenges now that he's back from the first of the year. And I'm sure it's got to do with the Middle East, and I'm sure it's got to do with his impeachment. So I just hope everybody can come together. I don't think there's going to be much to the impeachment, and I think you good people know that and understand that, but everybody always wants to play it up a lot harder. I don't give a damn if it is Democrat, Republican, what side you're on. They always want to play it up and make it a little bit harder than it actually is. So as always, it's time to go. So let's continue. Let's continue to research the things that are important to us, whatever they may be. Let's all come together. We don't have to always agree, but we can come together and say, hey, listen, there's good in this and there's bad in this, but some people want to make everything good or want to make everything bad, and you just can't do that. That's what kills this country. That's what's been killing this country, and that's what'll continue to kill this country until we do something about it. So as always, let's continue to research, let's continue to unite. We can come together, not as one, but we can come together as a group and understand that we all have a little bit different of opinion. Some of our opinions are better than others, some are worse. But let's all come together with the election coming up, and let's research, and let's try to get rid of these. I don't give a damn Democrat, Republican, black, white, men or women. Let's try to get rid of these rotten bastards that are doing nothing but trying to screw our country up. We can all come together, men, women, black, white, Democrats, and Republicans. Don't always have to agree. But let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, let's do unto them as they continue to do unto us. But let's do unto them to destroy them before they destroy us. Destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQ.